Regarding the remaining hostages, Netanyahu maintained determination to secure their release through combined military pressure and international diplomacy. Israeli officials believe 20 hostages remain alive in Gaza, with the bodies of 30 more still held by Hamas. I believe we can get the others, but we have to combine the right military tactics. Without military pressure, nothing works, he said. The prime minister also revealed recent conversations with Russian President Vladimir Putin, in which he encouraged an agreement with President Trump on Ukraine and welcomed Putin's stated opposition to Iranian nuclear enrichment. Netanyahu concluded with defiance against international pressure, declaring that Israel must complete the job of eliminating the last proxy of Iran that is still standing. He emphasized that despite criticism, people say you cannot release the hostages and eliminate Hamas. I say you can. We intend to complete the job. The prime minister predicted that victory would reshape regional dynamics. We took on a seven-front war, secured the peace, and expanded the peace after this victory. Expanding the Abraham Accords, creating a different Middle East. That's what we are in the process of doing. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at klein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.